15 to 20 million.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM Radio, serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area and the entire world on the internet simply by going to PolishAmericanRadioProgram.com or AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. Well, we are days away from a very special national event, and that is Small Business Weekend. That's this Saturday, November the 24th. It is an effort to ask people to go out and shop at local businesses across the USA during the first Saturday of the Christmas holiday shopping season. I think it's a wonderful idea, and we've done something special this year. We've tried to combine it with National Small Business Weekend, which is another effort we've been promoting on this broadcast, which is held the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. But this first Saturday of the holiday shopping season is very, very good, and it'll help us promote National Small Business Weekend throughout the year. Joining me today, I have Larkin Connolly, who is the president of SCORE Philadelphia, and I'm going to ask Larkin to focus as much of his attention today on National Small Business Saturday. And also with me is Rich Logis, who is the principal of RJL Technology Integration. Welcome, gentlemen. Who is going to be first?
Michael, Larkin, good morning, and happy holidays to your listeners and to you guys as well.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, Michael.
Well, we have a lot to talk about. As you know, at this time of year, Americans are focusing much of their attention on Christmas holiday shopping. But some people will be able to give to the stores at the cash registers as they did in the past, while others have to cut back because they lost jobs or they're suffering from the rising cost of day-to-day living expenses. We certainly saw during this prolonged five-year recession that America's small and medium-sized businesses also saw their sales drop because people simply don't have the money to spend. So this Saturday, November the 24th, is Small Business Saturday. It's a national effort to promote America's small businesses. And of course, we're going to ask Larkin to begin today and encourage us to support small businesses. And what would you recommend our listeners do to do that?
Well, good morning, Michael, and good morning, Rich. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all of the staff and Henry. The Small Business Saturday, November 24th, is an event that's sponsored by American Express, and it is quite conveniently placed on the Saturday after Black Friday. And I think we all have watched enough television and seen enough news reports and read enough about how the major big box retailers and all the major stores in the country have moved Black Friday up to Black Thursday, and even doing some of it late tonight by opening at midnight. So it's extremely tough for the 66,000 small businesses in Philadelphia to compete with stores that are willing to do this. But it's extremely important for everybody to understand that when you support small businesses, when you support the small businesses in your neighborhood and in the city of Philadelphia, you're really helping your neighbors. All of these owners are your neighbors, belong to your parish or your church, and the same clubs, and you see them on the street day in and day out. It's the backbone of the Philadelphia economy. I mean, you figure if each small business in Philadelphia, 66,000 of them, employs four people, you're talking about well in over or around a quarter million people that rely on small businesses. So take a deep breath after Black Friday. and go out and support the small businesses in your neighborhood and in the Philadelphia area.
Well, Larkin, that's very important. In fact, you said something that sort of hit my mind the other day as they were saying that they're going to open up at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving. I wasn't really pleased to hear that because I believe that Thanksgiving should be a time where people relax, have an opportunity to sit around with family and discuss what's happening in their life. Let everybody see how each other is doing. Instead, what's happening, in order for those stores to open at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving evening, many people have to excuse themselves at 5:30, 6 o'clock to get to work, get the store up and ready. And I really think that we should start it on 12:01 Friday morning if you have to have it so badly, but leave Thanksgiving a day of rest and family relaxation. Rich, what do you think about that?
Michael, I want to just, if I may, add to something Larkin mentioned, which, and I just want to mention to your listeners also that I have no, this is not a paid endorsement whatsoever, but American Express is doing something that I would say is very customer-friendly for their account holders. On American Express's Small Business Saturday site, you can enroll and register your cards, and they will issue you a credit for shopping at small businesses that are participating. So it's a way to not only participate the small businesses in our respective areas, but I don't think anyone will object also to a credit of some sort for going there. So it's really a win-win all around.
And Rich, to add to that, and you are absolutely correct about American Express's initiative, most of what you have said refers to the relationship that the companies or the small businesses have with American Express, and also the relationships American Express have with card holders. But if you go on to that site that you mentioned, and I don't have it in front of me, they also tell you how you can get that benefit, even if you're not an American Express card holder. There's a method for doing that.
Larkin, thank you for mentioning that. I wasn't aware of that.
Yes, it's deep in the page if you look very carefully, and I apologize for not having. What was that page again, Rich?
I'll get it for you guys after the break.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Shopsmall.com.
Shopsmall.com.
I wanted to mention that we have a nice little promo listed on the front page of National Small Business Weekend. If you go to nationalsmallbusinessweekend.com, right on the left side, there's a link that goes to Small Business Saturday, and Henry made up a beautiful visual, and it's really nice, and we emailed it around to 1,000-plus members of the press that we have contact with, and some of them are already promoting it. They like the idea very much, and they were also very pleased that we're promoting National Small Business Weekend as well. The thing is, year after year, we see that America's manufacturers are struggling to keep their products on the market and their workers employed, and they have been simply overpowered by the amount of imported products sold at our stores. And that was certainly brought to my attention yesterday as I sent people out on the street to distribute the little brochure that you can see by going to nationalsmallbusinessweekend.com. And people went in and they said, as the person was giving them the card, they said, I'm sad to say majority of my stuff in the store is foreign made. And the person giving out the items said, well, we're not concerned about what you have to offer. We're concerned that you are being helped by people coming out to shop. The ultimate goal of all that we're trying to do is get people to start looking at their merchandisers to look for more American-made stuff so that we can turn this whole thing around in the future.
Yeah, they are two entirely separate initiatives. Small Business Saturday and Shop Small Businesses for that 24-hour period is a lot different than Made.
Yeah, we can't
America.
Look. This time we have to put our sunglasses on and just go help these businesses so that they can survive this unbelievable recession. This is over 5 years now, and it seems that people have gotten so used to it that there's, you know, it's like business as usual. We have to change it around. And I myself am going to go around on Friday to promote the Small Business Weekend and ask people to also talk to their merchandisers. Many people have told me, by the way, that when they speak to their merchandisers, the merchandiser clearly states to them that if you want to buy this product made in America, you'll be paying about 30% more per item than you would for this particular item. Now, when you go to the cash register, whether it's foreign made or American made, the price of the product is the same. It's that the big box stores are able to make that extra profit on the imported items. But Small Business Saturday is a day we have to support all small businesses. And when you go in, also encourage them to feature some more American-made items.
Exactly. And it would be my hope that as we spread the word, and as I told Michael this morning, one of our collaborative partners, Constant Contact, blasted 42,000 emails Monday night publicizing and promoting Small Business Saturday, as well as the National Small Business Weekend, the first weekend of every month.
I think it's great. But this first Saturday of the holiday shopping season is really, really very important, because you know that people are out there on the road. That's their weekend to see what's out there. So try to go to those community businesses. They're really very important to us, because as we promoted this idea of National Small Business Weekend, some of the people told me they hadn't been to the local stores for a while, and they, you know, started to make a relationship with them again. They, you know, got to places where they haven't been in 10 years and they want to do more of this. And they were grateful that we were promoting it. Also, it was very good to hear that the store owners were saying that they received some positive comments. And that's the whole thing between all of these efforts. If you look at that promo on the internet, you'll see that Small Business Saturday, this Saturday, November the 24th, along with National Small Business Weekend, which this coming December will be on the 7th, 8th, and 9th, as well as AmericanWorkersRadio.com, are all listed on the same flyer. So I'm really pleased to distribute that. But Rich, you mentioned yesterday about the American Express doing something, but it's not strictly American Express. They're the main promoters, but this is for everybody. All the credit card companies, everybody involved, cash customers, everybody walking in the door, please come in and support our local small businesses this Saturday.
Yeah, I wasn't, so Mark, and thank you, because I wasn't aware that it extended beyond just American Express cardholders. I think it's great and wonderful that there's a very large name sponsor who's promoting this event, but I will add to that and say that, and I'm sure you guys would agree with this, not to speak for you and perhaps for your listeners, but it doesn't end just on Saturday. You know, we're going to go out, we're going to visit small businesses. Michael, you'll be appreciative of this. One of the small businesses we identified is a Polish deli, so it's going to be pierogi and guamki for us on Saturday. You know,
very
for lunch.
Good.
But it goes beyond that. It's not just the one day. Yes, it's important to go Saturday for all of us, because we will be out and about. But it's continuously visiting, shopping at, being a part of small businesses. The small businesses nationally are what is I believe those businesses are going to, we hope, help to drive future economic growth.
Yes, you know, and Rich, as you say that, I'm going to ask Henry if he would send out a special email of this particular flyer that we have, and ask people to email it to all of their email contacts. In fact, I'm going to email it to everybody. If you would send it to your contacts and maybe put it up on Facebook, it may be an opportunity for us to unite all forces. Hold
Absolutely.
On, guys. We'll be back in just a few moments. Dr. Eva Machak has two dental offices in Philadelphia to serve you. One at 3084 Armingo Avenue in Port Richmond. Another at 4250 Richmond Street in the Bridesburg section. Dr. Eva Machak will provide you with quality dental care at affordable prices. For more information or an appointment, call Dr. Eva Machak at area code 215-739-2787. That's 215-739-2787. Dr. Machak speaks both English and Polish.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824. The Polish National Alliance, America's largest ethnic fraternal life insurance and investment organization, encourages you to open a PNA annuity. Your deposits are tax deferred. You can open the account with $500 and then make future deposits in any amount in your tax deferred annuity. For more information about PNA annuities, IRAs, and life insurance programs, call the Polish National Alliance at their toll free number 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723. And complete details will be sent to you from the national office. When you call, you can also request that a local PNA representative contact you directly with further details about PNA annuities, IRAs, and their many insurance programs. Call the Polish National Alliance at 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723.
Welcome back to our Wednesday edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM Radio, heard throughout the world on the internet by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Well, I'm here with Rich Logis and Larkin Connolly, and I'm going to ask the two of them what they would recommend to get confidence back into the business community so that we can expand those jobs. Right now, 60% of the American people work at small businesses throughout the USA. And what can we do to get that confidence back? Yes, Larkin.
Well, it's pretty tricky. I mean, we got into it's very complex how we got into the snit that we're into right now, and why the economy is so weak. But a lot of it has to do with consumer confidence. There are a lot of people that will claim that we're shifting from a consumer-based economy to an investment-based economy and all of that rigmarole, but basically it comes down to the consumer. The 80% of the people in the city of Philadelphia who are working, and I guess the number is a little bit lower than that, maybe 75%, have got to just go out and start spending. There's an awful lot of saving being done and an awful lot of holding cash. And the people that are most guilty of that are the banks. The economy just has to open up. We have to start lending money and promoting businesses. And listen, Small Business Saturday is a great start.
It's a great start. And I'm urging everyone who's listening, and I will do it on all of our broadcasts from now until Saturday, urge people to try to help with that confidence level. To when you go into the stores, don't be afraid to speak up. You know, when a person is working right now, they may feel, well, they're in a very, you know, good situation. However, we have a problem because we get a paycheck at the end of the week, but where does that paycheck mainly go? It goes to regular household expenses, and there's very little money for us to go out and spend at the end of the week. So this is where we have to do something to freeze prices, do something in the area of helping people have more income to go out and spend. As the recession hit, more people had their bills skyrocket, including gas, which was 4 years ago was $1.90 a gallon, say. Today we're at $3.55. We were at $3.75, $3.80. That extra dollar plus was taken out of the budget where a person couldn't go out and shop and get those little things. But at this time of year, I know that our listeners and their family members and friends are going to be going out. They're going to have the shopping season on their minds. They're going to go out. Please go and shop at small businesses, the community businesses. Go in, make sure you let them know that you heard about this effort on this program. Let them check out Small Business Weekend. Let them go to National Small Business Weekend, American Workers Radio. They're all interconnected, but let people know that we're trying to help them. And by the way, as our helpers went out yesterday distributing our flyer, many of the businesses said, it's about time we get some promotion, some shot in the arm to get people to the small stores. Maybe it's a little inconvenient to go to the stores because of parking or whatever. Get around that. We have to stop making excuses and really get to the bread and butter issues of bringing our economy back. What would you recommend, Rich?
Michael, unfortunately, you know, you mentioned paycheck, and we've been in a situation here economically for many years, several years, where the average family is, in fact, living paycheck to paycheck. If you look at wages today, they're at 1970s levels when adjusted for inflation. The average person we would talk about inflation with probably doesn't even understand what it is. So there's a whole host of obstacles in the way of small businesses succeeding. But I want to reiterate that and agree with you wholeheartedly that if we can make our way to large businesses, and I don't think that any of us here are on the show to disparage large businesses, but there is a place for us to do some of our consumerism and shopping at small businesses. If we can make our way to those big box stores, we can make our way as well to the small businesses. And small businesses, when operated and run properly, have a different value and a different overall customer experience that perhaps is not readily available at a big box store. So there are lots of challenges right now for small business owners, whether they've been in business for years or working, as you would know very well from meeting with folks who are looking to start businesses, there are lots of challenges. But I like to have the glasses half full perspective as a business owner myself, which is that for all of those challenges, successful business people are going to find the opportunities within those challenges. They're going to find the opportunities to serve their community, to be competitive, to not only create jobs, but go in and find customers and continue to have them coming back. And I believe that that's on the table as well, despite all the challenges. There's immense opportunity for business owners right now. Perhaps a little bit of a rosier view than I might say about our political system, but I want to believe that because I myself am a small business owner.
Well, that's great, and I appreciate that, Rich, and I agree 100%. The opportunities are out there. It might not be quite as easy as it was 10 years ago, but I find that if you truly are an entrepreneur, if you define yourself as an entrepreneur, you don't see those obstacles. You go out and get it done. You really do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, as I said, it's time for all the excuses to be put aside and find ways to work together to make sure that the businesses thrive. It's depressing to ride down the road and see this one vacant for sale. We got to restore that. We have to get those people in businesses. The biggest problem our small businesses tell me they have is at the end of the month, their gas, their electric, their taxes, everything is due. If they don't have people walking in the door and they're not able to sell and make a profit, then that puts them in debt, and they go more and more in debt, and the next thing you know, it's a available or a vacant sign. I don't want to see that, because as everyone knows from just people in their own community, many of your neighbors, your family members and friends all work for small or medium-sized businesses. So why not go out of your way? Sometimes we have to inconvenience ourselves and go out of our way to do something to help the next one. We have to make this more of a family. We have to become this big American family, and we'll be the family that succeeds if we promote one another. Larkin, this has been a very interesting year. We went through some storms. We went through a stormy election, and now we're trying to promote Small Business Saturday, National Small Business Weekend, and I hope that more and more people will join our cause.
We've done an awful lot to the consumers in the last 2 years. And stormy is, you're being polite to call them stormy. Just the general condition of the economy, the constant banter from both the Republican and Democratic side during a presidential election year. It's been phenomenal, and it's no wonder the consumer's walking around going, well, I'm not sure if I should spend this $5 or hold on to it. And again, something's got to happen. Something's got to come from somewhere that breaks this logjam, and we become a little bit more confident in what's happening, and we start spending a little bit of money. And the banks, I mean, Rich, I think you might agree with me. I mean, it's the banks. I mean, they really do need to start lending some money in a small business arena.
Well, Larkin, this is something that, you know, we brought up on prior broadcasts. First off, many of the banks in the United States are probably in business solely because of tax dollars. When you look at TARP, most of which has been paid back with interest, but we seem to roll the red carpet out for lending institutions, investment firms, all of which are now conglomerate monsters, right? And that, of course, happened because of the overturning of the Glass-Steagall Law back in the 90s with President Clinton and the Democrats and Republicans in Congress. So that was overturned. So that enabled banks, insurance companies, financial firms, et cetera, to essentially merge and become these, you know, these huge companies, conglomerates that they are today. So they were propped up, many of them, and kept in business. So it's now time to start giving back to qualified business owners some of the capital. I mean, business people I know don't go looking for a handout from a bank, right? They're going to access capital, which has become more increasingly difficult over the last several years, despite the fact that the banks are, many of them are in business solely because of we the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Very good point.
Well said. You know, we all have special opportunities to promote certain things that we're involved in, maybe a community event, an organizational event. I think that Small Business Saturday is a real good effort for the American, the general American, to go out and promote, because you're not doing anything more than helping your community store keep its lights on. That's the most important thing. When people tell me that, you know, they're starting to really go back to the old neighborhoods, some people just got into a habit of pulling up in the parking lot, walking out of the car, getting the shopping cart, going in and just forgetting. The local stores mainly offer, you know, you need to get a little more exercise, you talk to a few more people. I think it's even healthier to go and support your community stores. And when you look at it collectively, I went shopping for something the other day, and the item that was foreign made was 20 cents cheaper than the American made item. And you don't have to ask where I put my 20 cents on each one of those little items.
I'm sure.
Hold on a second, guys. We'll be right back. The office of Leon Monkowski, attorney at law, is located at 2624 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. His office is open Monday through Friday from 9 in the morning till 5 in the evening, and he does have additional evening hours on Tuesdays. For more information or an appointment, call Leon Monkowski, attorney at law, at 215-739-8521. That's 215-739-8521.
For a snack or meal that's ready in minutes, trust the quality and variety of Giorgio. Giorgio's mouth-watering mozzarella or jalapeno cheese sticks and tempting home-style breaded mushrooms are the perfect meal or snack to fit into your family's busy schedule. Giorgio Foods, the standard of quality since 1928, can be found in the frozen sections of supermarkets across the country. Also, try their delicious variety of fresh mushrooms for a healthy way to add flavor to your favorite meal.
For all of your banking needs, call on Washington Savings Bank, which offers checking and savings accounts, IRAs, CDs, home mortgages, and home equity loans, along with a host of other services at its five offices at 2701 East Allegheny Avenue in Port Richmond, 2548 East Lehigh Avenue in Fishtown, and in the Northeast at 2900 Comley Road, 10663 Busselton Avenue, and 8729 Frankfort Avenue. Banking hours at all offices of Washington Savings Bank are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. The Port Richmond Kazimierzwielki branch at Edgemont and Allegheny Avenue is also open on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information about the many services provided by Washington Savings Bank, call the main number in Philadelphia at area code 215-698-9400. That's area code 215-698-9400. Or visit a Washington Savings Bank near you.
And Larkin and Rich are back here with me as we continue our broadcast here on American Workers Radio. And I just would like to add this before I go to Larkin, if there is someone in the Philadelphia area that has experience selling, advertising, and is interested in expanding their sales outreach, contact American Workers Radio. Simply email us your information by going to info@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. That's for someone who has experience selling advertising. Contact us at info@AmericanWorkersRadio.com and someone will get back to you. Larkin, you're the man who is behind SCORE helping businesses to get up and running. What would you like to say to our listeners that would maybe inform them as to what is needed to start a business?
Well, the answer to that question in two words is a business plan, to sit down and create that living instrument called a business plan. But my comment to you would be, in retrospect, I was thinking, what is it that we hear at SCORE from the lion's share of the clients who come in already in business? What do they say to us? I spoke to a woman 2 days ago, 23 years in the floral business, 23 years in the floral business in Northeast Philadelphia. And she said 2 years ago was a tough year. This last year was a little bit better. This year has the earmarks of being a pretty decent year. I think I'm on the rebound. And I said, what is it that you're doing? And she said, well, I'm spending a little money advertising in the newspaper. Did you do that 20 years ago? Yes, I did do it 20 years. And what happens is small business people, like anybody else, get caught in a loop of not getting up every morning and going, what am I going to do differently today that's going to grow my business? I had another client come to me and say, the big box retailers are killing me, shoe store. I can't sell shoes when I have to compete with them like that. Well, why don't you do a BOGO? What's a BOGO? Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one half off. Get one 20% off. Well, I can't give away money like that. It's not an issue of giving away money. It's an issue of selling two pairs of shoes at slightly less margin than you would sell the one at full margin. I mean, it's basic math. And they go, that's how that works. So, you know, it's an issue of educating the small business people to compete. The big boxers, Walmart, Costco, all the big boxers, they're scary. They're frightening. They have unbelievable buying power. They love to sell volume. Well, they have to sell volume instead of margin. But that doesn't mean that every customer in this city is going to go to Walmart when they want something. I have particular nuances. There are some big boxers I won't go near. I won't even walk into them. And I much prefer buying my shoes that I wear on my feet from local small business people. Well, I'm with SCORE, so that would probably have a lot to do with it. But I go to and buy my shoes because when I go in there, he knows the size of my foot. He knows what I like. He knows what I wear. I walk through the door, and he goes, listen, I saw a shoe the other day in one of our buying catalogs. I got to show it to you. I think you'll love this shoe. And he showed it to me. And guess what? I ordered it. It was a beautiful shoe, and that's what small business brings to the table.
Absolutely, absolutely. As I go shopping, sometimes I'm amazed with how abrupt the salespeople are when you ask them a question. I did go shopping last week, and I was looking for a particular pair of khakis. Well, I want to tell you, when I went over there and they had nothing to do, the woman was standing there. I asked her a question. Where would this particular size be? Because I noticed that they changed all the letters on the selections. It's a classic fit, it's relaxed fit, it's a traditional fit. No, so I said, where would this particular size be? Did they change it? And she says, the sign is over there. Real crude. And I thought, oh, this is somebody I want to talk business with. I said, well, I really don't understand the sign. Can you show me where it is? And I made her take me over, and with huffing and puffing, she did. And I thought to myself, if this is the type of customer service I'm getting, I went to this particular store because I was in a smaller store, and I went to the big store and say, well, let me see what the price is for this particular item. I was turned off by it. I went back, and I will go back to the regular place that I buy my particular khakis, and I will have to pay $4 more, but to me it's worth it because I want that store to stay in existence. I know, working in social services, I know how difficult it is for people to pay their bills and do a good job and want to be there for you. And when you go to a place like that, it's just, I'm here to do my job and forget you. Rich, how have you had your experiences shopping lately?
Guys, if I may just, I just want to mention one other thing regarding TARP. If I may, I mentioned before, and your listeners can confirm this just by internet searches with published reports that banks that received TARP actually decreased their lending to small business owners compared to other banks that didn't. So just ties into what we were talking about before about the perhaps some of the what should have been reciprocated, and I share Larkin's hope that is going to happen. As far as my shopping experiences lately, there are some big box stores that I also do my very, very best to avoid. And I look for a business that has some of the characteristics of what I would like to think our company, RJL Technology Integration, has, which is a small business, but in a position where we can create real tangible value for customers to keep them confident in us. You know, we hear about this consumer confidence, and trust and confidence are the is really the bedrock of the relationship between businesses and consumers. Why don't the big box stores typically have that? Well, because they're in the volume business, right? They're in the volume business. They're there to move product. I want to say, though, that I think that there is something perhaps to take from that for a small business owner. While a small business owner is not going to perhaps sell at the same volume as a big box store or a large corporation, the philosophy of providing a very valuable product at a competitive cost, of course, while still attempting to make a profit, because, right, Larkin, we're in business to make a profit as well. Absolutely. I believe small business owners, this is perhaps their greatest challenge in front of them. And when I say them, I should really say us, because I'm in that group. So that this is what's on the table for us right now. And there are so many things, there are so many uncertainties right now that small businesses need to begin familiarizing themselves with. Healthcare, how that factors into their business. Taxes. Michael, I've mentioned to you in the past, a business owner who's had a good year, let's say who's made $100,000 or $150,000 profit, is looking at potentially a $40,000 to $50,000 tax bill. Now, I just want to mention for your listeners, I am not a flag-burning anarchist here when it comes to taxes, okay? But I have a very difficult time believing, and perhaps Congress can enlighten me on this, and I'm not a math whiz. I failed arithmetic in high school, but I've got to think that, you know, someone who's made $100,000 or $150,000 in profit who's looking at a $50,000 tax bill where that check's going to go right to the U.S. Treasury, that seems to me at least part of those monies would be much, much, much better served in investing back in that business, whether it's creating a job or two, whether it's perhaps going into a contractual agreement to build their business with another business. A lot of times people say, yeah, but you know, you business people, you get all these deductions for your meals and your rent and et cetera. And I always say, yes, that's absolutely true. But for every deduction, that's actual money that was spent by that business, which means it was money that went into the economy overall.
That's right. And that was income. You had to earn that money before you could deduct it.
We spend
that after your deductions.
So
businesses that may have brought in, let's say, a small business that brings in $1 million in revenue and perhaps has several hundred thousand of expenses. Well, Michael, I'm going to tell you this. The average family does not spend hundreds of thousands a year in expenses. But a small business owner is spending all of that money in the economy. Perhaps it's some of it's locally based. Maybe some of it goes beyond local and goes into the national realm. But the point being is that business people and business owners, particularly small business owners, contribute billions of dollars into an economy year after year. So it doesn't seem like a very good use of money that after all of that spending and investing in the economy, investing in the business, that at the end of it all there's a huge tax bill. Just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. Perhaps others would say to me a compelling case, well, it does make sense and here's why. But as a business person, I see that money much better invested in the business by creating jobs, creating more commerce, expanding the business.
But, you know, as we go into the break, and you're right, Rich, as we go into the break, I'd like to define a small business. We're sitting here talking about a small business this, a small business that.
Excellent.
And we really never have, you know, actually sat down and said, what is a small business? And I guess there's no better definition than that that the SBA, the Small Business Administration, puts forward. And they define a small business as a concern that is independently owned and operated, is organized for profit, so you cannot be a small business and be a nonprofit, and is not dominant in its field. But they also categorize those businesses in their different categories by saying, like, manufacturing, you have to have, you may have in a range of 500 to 1,500 employees in a manufacturing concern and still be a small business. In wholesaling, you can have between 100 and 500. And it's when you get into retail and wholesale that they start talking about $2.5 million worth of receipts a month, all the way up to $21 million. So small businesses, there are businesses in the city of Philadelphia that you think are small, are not small business, that actually are, because they qualify under SBA reg.
Continue, Larkin.
Well, there's also general and heavy construction. They can't have receipts in excess of $13.5 billion, all the way up to $17 million. Special trades can have 50 to 500 employees, and they can't exceed $7 million. So when you talk about a small business, it's beyond the shoe store on the corner. It's beyond the dress shop and the jewelry store. And it's beyond something that's become very popular in Philadelphia, the lunch truck or the feed wagon, as they call it, the roach coach, as they're so commonly known as. There's a ton of them in Philadelphia doing very, 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 very well. And they're all small businesses. But so is the construction company out in the Northeast that has, you know, 490 employees and is doing $17 million this year. That is a small business
as well. And you know, Larkin, as you said that, that's a very good point, because we have many of our small manufacturers making items, little clothing and shoes and baby wear and all that, and yet they are distributing to the smaller local community businesses. So it's a trickle-down effect. So by helping the small business on the corner, you're also helping the small business with 500 and 600 people to keep their ship afloat. We'll be back in a moment after this, and I want to ask Rich, what about the money that went to the banks from the stimulus? How much of that was given to small businesses, and was it all given out? We'll be back in a moment. Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, has two offices in Philadelphia, one at 17th and JFK Boulevard in Center City, and the other at 8510 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. Call attorney Michael Steinman's office at 215-564-1866. That's 215-564-1866. Or in the evening or weekends at area code 215-322-0235. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, always available to assist you in the English or Polish language. The Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, known as the PRCUA, established in 1873, is the oldest Polish-American life insurance organization in the United States. They offer outstanding life insurance plans for men, women, and children from $5,000 all the way up to $1 million of coverage per person. The PRCUA is a national fraternal organization, so people can secure life insurance plans and annuities from anywhere in the USA. Their main office is in Chicago, and their satellite office is in Port Richmond, Philadelphia, at 2636 East Allegheny Avenue. The Philadelphia office is open Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., and if you're not available during those times, representatives will meet with you in the evening or during the weekend. For more information, call the PRCUA Philadelphia office at area code 215-425-3807. That's 215-425-3807. Welcome back. I'm here with Larkin Connolly, the president of SCORE, and Rich Logis, who is the principal of RJL Technology Integration. And we are talking about what's happening this Saturday in the United States of America. And I mean every neighborhood in the USA is participating with Small Business Weekend. It's our opportunity to make sure that the small businesses get a little bit of that Black Friday backlash from all this holiday buying that's been going, speaking about so much. We've been talking nothing about but going out, spend money, help the economy. But our effort today and through Small Business Saturday is to make sure that people also consider their local small businesses. Rich, we were talking about the banks and the stimulus and other monies going to the small businesses. How have you seen that as far as the distribution?
Well, in short, guys, it hasn't helped. And I'm going to cite, Larkin mentioned the SBA, the Small Business Administration, which is a federal entity. And I'm going to cite a study that was published earlier this month. Again, your listeners can find it right online. I initially saw it in Bloomberg. I imagine it appeared elsewhere. Banks that received TARP money decreased their lending to small businesses.
But why? Did they do that?
Well, the total amount of small business lending back in 2008 was approximately $660 billion. In 2011, it was approximately $540 billion. Well, that's a lot of billion there that small businesses really could have benefited from. And where did that money really go? Why did it go to the banks? Because of all of the funny money monopoly schemes that they were running with the mortgage-backed securities and all of the things that have been reported on ad nauseum now we don't need to go into. The monies were used to shore up those banks. And yes, it is true that it has turned a profit for taxpayers. My next question to Congress was, well, if it turned a profit, what are we doing with the profit?
That's right, and that's exactly right. And I'm always asking the question, what are we doing? They came back to Washington after the election, and the first thing they discussed was not how to get businesses up and running, how to get people back to work, but how much they're going to tax us in the future. And that's the thing that really upset me. I would have wanted the highest elected officials of our country to talk about what are we going to do to get people employed, get them off entitlements, make sure that they're able to be self-sufficient. Those are the kinds of things that I'm always focused on. Not the taxes, and we have to find out, we have to get a computer outline that we can post that shows how much money is available from the budget, where the money is going, what you have to do to apply for it. Now, some people who are already in the process of doing that probably know, but many people would like to know where their money to promote national businesses, small businesses in the country are being, provided. Are those government dollars that you're talking about?
Well, Michael, if I may just mention, guys, one other thing, and I'll side for a moment with the banks here, with a new business owner who goes in to a bank, even with a business plan, but doesn't have a history, let's say, of business, perhaps there's some risk involved, and a bank might say, "Well, sir, ma'am, we see it as overly risky." Well, I'm going to switch that around here. There are business owners, guys, whom I know, been in business a very long time, squeaky clean credit, never been sued, have created jobs despite not having any lending. These companies, these business owners, go to major lending institutions, many of whom receive this TARP money, and are offered nothing. So the government, and I'm going to use a key word here, asked banks. They gave all these billions of dollars and asked them to loan money. Well, why would we give billions and ask? We should have told. Mm-hmm. You see, we should have told. But we didn't. We didn't. So, yes, those banks received all of these funds, paid back most of them. Well, what are we doing now? Now that the banks are propped up, where do we go from here? And this is where I don't think Congress has any plan at all for this when it comes to our economy and how businesses are directly, especially small businesses, directly play a part.
I wouldn't, Rich, leave your chastising, and I agree with it completely, to just Congress either. I don't think there's any branch of the government in Washington, D.C. now that has a plan.
Yeah, as I listen to the news reports, and sometime I'll watch some of the cable networks, I don't see anything that directs my attention to the fact that we're going to see change from them. This is something that we have to do. I think it's time for all the small businesses to unite, to really speak up. I think they should go out of their way to attract new customers so that people come in, they enjoy the experience, and they want to come and shop there again. This Saturday, November the 24th, is certainly a time for small businesses to do that, and that's what we're encouraging them to do. You said you're going out to support some small businesses, Rich, over the weekend. Saturday, I'll be out myself. Larkin, I know that you'll be out. And Henry, with his four kids, I'm sure he'll be out there supporting a lot of small businesses in the community. Thanksgiving is a time for all of us to get together and be thankful. As you gather for your Thanksgiving, I'm going to ask all of you to consider how you can help your own family members, possibly those that are unemployed, possibly those that are in business. Let's get together and do positive things, things that will help us see America change. We can see right now that national leaders have their own self-interest in mind and not the interest of the American people. So we have to take the bull by the horn. As we close off today's broadcast, I'm going to ask all of you to make it your job this Saturday to go out and support the small businesses in your community. And when you do, let them know that you heard about it here on American Workers Radio. And no matter what they have to offer, if you need it and you're willing to buy it, please support Small Business Saturday and speak up about more American-made products where you shop. I want to thank Larkin Connolly for taking the time to come in and be with us. And also to Rich Loges, I want to wish you and yours a very, very happy Thanksgiving. What do you have to wish as a greeting to our listeners?
I wish everybody from SCORE Philadelphia and from the Connolly family here in Philadelphia a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And a special shout out and a thank you to American Express for creating Small Business Saturday. It's the first step. It's one of, we hope, that will be many.
And Rich?
Michael, happy holidays to you guys, to your listeners. Nazdrovia.
Nazdrovia. And until we get together next Wednesday here at 11 a.m., I wish all of you the very best. Remember, you can listen to rebroadcast, and we will be sending out a mass email to all of our listeners, to those that support National Small Business Weekend, American Workers Radio, and AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com. You can expect to receive this little promo in the mail urging you to go out and shop at your local businesses. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving, and see you on Saturday for our regular variety program. David Zenya.